in which the cards revealed the Nine of Swords and Knave of Wands, reversed. As if any sassy lass might cleave to Adifast flesh, as if the cloven-foot lad could be clasped any more than Wenskirl or River Current. Annie near choked at Lizzie's faith in fairy stories. Once Tamlane passed from lizard to lion to lightning jag, he were bound to settle to spouse. Except those who slipped skin to blur had never given Janets of the world reason to shed doubt. Annie could have stood her friend's reversion to giggly girlhood whenever fancy turned brightwards, could have discounted whole courts of elfam descending on dust ramps when shadow stilled to sigh. Fancy were little more than boy then, when ears twitched, eye cores welled, green penumbra. Some said fairies could not lie. Were it rancor, whim, that led infants to bite, when mother slumbered after nights of colic, fancy resented inattention of any kind. But he'd not have hovered at Lizzie's doorway, if not for curse, that scattered words, seed in all directions, pell-mell flight of rook, crow, and peregrine. Lizzie were behind Birdstorm, her fairy tales ever full of rivals condemned to spit fauna, of princes saved by false brides. The tragedy of Teardrop. How fancy relished salt taste, iron sweet as blood tang. No matter how villagers advised, fair folk would not be swayed by trust and superstition. And Ballad of Tamlane did not describe habilitation or ever afterwards. That fancy was scarcely human before he died. No memory could prescribe accountability. Promiscuous spirits might imbibe on tarts between mealtimes, but mother's blood was sacrament. Annie needed no card to know how tongue could be made to writhe by pin twist. But her cry were kestrel when Tarot Knight reversed himself. His birch branch turned maypole, then jousting stick, before curving needle bright scythe.